Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at the Bible story about the Hebrew people progressing from slavery in Egypt to freedom in what was called the Promised Land, to see what insights it has for us as we strive to make progress individually and as a society. So far, we've seen that they always had spiritual help at hand to overcome problems, but they didn't always take advantage of it. Here's one final look. The people were finally ready to enter their new homeland, but once again their progress was blocked by a body of water, this time a river they couldn't cross. But Joshua, who became their leader after Moses, knew divine help was at hand. He directed the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the commandments, the law of God, to step into the river. When they did, the water retreated to the left and the right, and the people crossed easily. The historical accuracy of this isn't the point. The point is, if we align ourselves with the law of God, the power and presence of good, it will propel us forward, overcoming any barriers to good. And the Bible makes the point that this isn't happenstance. It's law that we can rely on. It's the same law and power that Christ Jesus relied on to overcome whatever problems he faced. It allowed him to heal the sick, feed the hungry, and even raise the dead. And he said we could do those works too. May we align ourselves with divine power and do that progressive work. Amen.